Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December the 17th, 2007. Israel renew the controversial digging at Al-Mughrabi Gate in Jerusalem, and the army kidnaps two civilians north of the West Bank. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Israeli media sources reported on Monday that the Israeli government approved a decision that allows the Jerusalem Jewish municipality to resume digging at Al-Mughrabi Gate. Mughrabi Gate leads directly to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide, located in the Old City of Jerusalem. In February 2007, Israel started digging there. They claimed the excavations at the Mughrabi Gate near the mosque were aimed at shoring up a rickety bridge. Attacks on the Al-Aqsa Mosque have been a major source of conflict in the past. A provocative visit by former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in September 2000 sparked the second Palestinian uprising. Since then, over 5,000 Palestinians and 1,100 Israelis have been killed. According to Israeli media reports today, the Israeli Antiquities Authority have been instructed by the Cabinet to continue their work at the Mughrabi Gate and finish it as soon as possible. After worldwide criticism, Israel stopped the controversial digging in June. Palestinian and Arab experts say that the digging is close to the Al-Aqsa Mosque foundations, and damaging them will lead to the destruction of the very important holy site. The International Conference for Donor Countries to Palestine started on Monday in the French capital Paris with the participation of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy. The meeting included the representatives of 90 donor countries in addition to Arab countries and civil society organisations, both international and Palestinian. The aim of this conference is to collect $5.9 billion to be used in establishing and running development projects in Palestinian-controlled areas over the coming 3 years. Meanwhile, on the ground, two Palestinians kidnapped by Israeli military forces in a pre-dawn invasion on Monday from Al-Farah refugee camp east of West Bank city of Nablus. Israeli forces randomly rained the camp with heavy fire during the invasion and besieged the camp from several directions, barring any movement in or outside the camp until the morning. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Caroline Jones and Ghassan Banoura.